Welcome back once again to 107.9 FM and 94.7 FM Radio Sangam. And I am your friend, your friend. This pal ka hum safar. Mubasit Shahid. And ye yahan par hamara dusra jo segment hai, uska agaaz hota hai. Aur jahan par humne apni first hour ki baat adhuri chhori thi, usko hum reconnect karenge definitely. Kyunki baat hai father aur son ke pyar ki. Unki अपनायत की, एक दूसरे के साथ दोस्ती की, उस पर हम डेफिनेटली रोशनी डालेंगे. लेकिन उससे पहले आपको बताते चलें कि हमारे साथ जो स्टूडियो में इस वक्त मौजूद हैं, जो भाईजान, जो कलाकार, आर्टिस्ट, क्रिएटिव इंसान जो स्टूडियो में मौजूद हैं, वो सिर्फ और सिर्फ आपके लिए हैं. और आज का शो भी जो डिजाइन किया गया है, वो भी उन्हीं की तरफ से, उन्हीं की काविशों से ये चीजें मुमकिन हुई हैं. हालांकि हम उनसे मिल नहीं पाते, 6-7 दिन गुजर जाते हैं, पता नहीं कहां होते हैं. लेकिन जब वो आते हैं तो फुल ऑन बैंग के साथ, फुल ऑन मूड के साथ आपके लिए आते हैं. लेकिन आज उनकी एंट्री हम ऐसे नहीं कराएंगे. ना 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 ना, ऐसे नहीं. अब एनिमल मूवी स्पेशल चल रहा है और एनिमल मूवी से हम इंस्पायर हो रहे हैं, तो मैं चाहता हूं कि मैं अपने भाई की जो एंट्री है वो जरा एक अलग वे में करूं. आई वांट टू गिव हिम अ ग्लास ऑफ वाटर, ताकि वो अगर आपने एनिमल मूवी देखी है तो आप फौरन से कनेक्ट कर जाएंगे कि मैं इनकी एंट्री कैसे कराने वाला हूं. तो दिल थाम के बैठिए, जरा लकनू हिलाओ, थोड़ा जया टुमका लगाओ.
Yeah.
अब आपके सामने पेश करने वाले हैं उस शख्स को जिसके लिए हमने ये एंट्री सॉन्ग लगाया बिकॉज वी बीन इंस्पायर्ड दिस शो इज बीइंग इंस्पायर्ड बाय एनिमल मूवी तो जनाब दिल थाम के बैठिए बिकॉज अगली आवाज सुनने वाले हैं उस इंसान की जो शायद एनिमल है या हमारी जान है
Hello, good evening, assalamu alaikum, namaste, sat sri akal, and a massive, big massive warm welcome, wherever you are in the world, duniya mein aap jahan bhi hain, kahan bhi hain,
jithe kithe ho tusi,
jithe bhi ho tusi, tumhanu bohut bohut warm welcome, thank you so much for joining us this evening or this night, kyunki 12 to baj gaye hain,
12 te baj jande
hain, so it's officially night,
lokan de bhi 12 baj jande
hain, aaj maine bhi wo firing nahi hui,
kyunki aaj hum naach rahe the na, aaj humne firing ko zara rok liya,
meri na saans phool gayi because jaise aap jante hain har banda janta hai ki saaj jo hai na ha बस गाना लगा दे
बस फिर देखो
फिर नहीं रुक सकते
नचना देखो
फिर नहीं हम रुक सकते
फिर घुंघरों दी थाप देखो
We just have to get on to the dance
floor Absolutely.
Because your shoulder होते हैं ना shoulder तो hips ये जो दो जगह है ना
हाँ ये तो
these two locations
yes
ये आपकी जो है ना क्या कहते हैं इसको biological
जी
है ना
जी बिल्कुल
biological location
biological location
ये आपकी hips
जी
तो shoulders ये कनेक्टेड है
ये कनेक्टेड है
टू द बीट
डेफिनेटली और ये जरूरी है कि आप इनको ऐसे मटकाएं
साइड टू साइड
साइड
मोरनी जैसी
तो जनाब कैसे हैं आप साथ
मैं तो अल्लाह का बड़ा शुक्र है रब का बड़ा करम है
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह यस आई एम वेरी गुड थैंक यू सो सो मच थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी in the studios again this evening. not that I'm a guest anymore, but...
You're not a guest anymore. This is your... Tada show.
Phir bhi thori si na... We got to be grateful.
Main aapko batau, aap Jamal Kudu ban gaye.
Kya ban gaye?
Jamal Kudu.
Jamal Kudu. Achha, ye jo gana na...
Yep.
Ye kisi ko bhi dance floor pe le aaye.
Hai na?
I think so.
And it's really his this music symphony is so nice so catchy ki aap na khud bahut na aapka dil karta hai
you just feel like floating around the dance floor na
and I certainly believe ki jis bare mein aaj hum baat karne wale hain uske andar ye सारा मवाद कूट कूट के भरा है कि ये म्यूजिक कहाँ से आ रहा है कहाँ से इंस्पिरेशन ली जा रही है इसके बारे में हम सब कुछ आज बात करने वाले हैं सो हम विदाउट वेस्टिंग एनी टाइम लिसनर्स का भी टाइम वेस्ट नहीं ना करते वो भी हाथ जोड़ कर पता नहीं कान लगाए सुन रहे हैं
कि मेरा तो आप हर हफ्ते जो है एक घंटा जाया करते हैं एवरी मंडे मेरा जो है ना एक घंटा तो है ना जाया हो जाता है मुझे नहीं कभी तो ना कहा कि हाँ सॉरी आपका टाइम नहीं वेस्ट मुझे तो कभी नहीं अपोलोजाइज किया कि ओ सर्ज भाई सॉरी
यार समझा करो ना
मंडे के जो है आपका एक घंटा हम जाया
मंडवा का आप समझा करो
मंडवा
सो आज हम किस बारे में बात करने वाले हैं लिसनर्स को बताइए जरा थोड़ी सी एंटीसिपेशन जगाइए
There's been a big, massive movie release this week. Mm-hmm. The movie's called Animal, entitled Animal. It's a big, big production, big, big star cast. Mm-hmm. It's a star-studded movie.
Absolutely.
And I think it's probably the biggest movie of 2023 for Hindi cinema.
Exactly. That's my point.
So I'm not going to say Bollywood because I think some people, you know, people that are very serious about film and cinema in India, I think they hate the word Bollywood. Mm-hmm. But when we say Bollywood, we only use the term so that everybody understands what we're talking about, who
Absolutely,
we're talking
yes.
about.
Absolutely, yes.
Like in Hindi cinema, ke liye na, I would say for Hindi cinema, I think this is a big, big, big game changer.
Yes, absolutely. My words, exactly, main bhi yahi kahunga, ki ye aisi movie aayi hai Indian cinema ke through, audience ke liye, ki it is purely a game changer. Humne aisi तमाम तर चीजें पहले हमने हॉलीवुड में देखी हैं हमने हॉलीवुड में तमाम चीजों का टेस्ट लिया है और हमारे जो सबसे हर दिल अजीज हैं और लेजेंडरी डायरेक्टर हैं क्या नाम है उनका टेरन टेरेंटिनो के जो मूवीज हैं आई गेस पल्प फिक्शन उनकी है इस तरह की तमाम खूबसूरत मूवीज अमेजिंग मूवीज जिनको ए सर्टिफिकेट मिला है एडल्ट सर्टिफिकेट मिला है सो वो तमाम तर मूवीज हमारे दिलों में बसती हैं हम उनके साथ कनेक्ट करते हैं वी लव्ड इट दैट्स अ वेरी फर्स्ट टाइम आई हैव सीन अ कंटेंट फ्लॉज हैं लूप्स हैं डेफिनेटली हैं लेकिन अ कंटेंट व्हिच इज प्योर सिनेमा मैजिक
यस डेफिनेटली आई थिंक के ये जो मूवी है ना आई थिंक फॉर मी आई वुड से Hindi cinema is starting all over again.
Exactly.
For me, Hindi cinema starts today. It starts from this movie.
Absolutely. Honestly, that's correct. हमने बहुत सारी movies देखी हैं Bollywood की जिसमें प्यार मोहब्बत फिर वो गाना 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 बजाना hero ने 10 लोगों को कुटा है खुद भी खाई है मार लेकिन अगले दिन Benadryl का सिरप पी के मैं ठीक हूँ मैं दोबारा मारने के लिए no yeah. This is like a pure magic like
I think with Jawan Shahrukh Khan Jawan and Pathan maybe not as much but production wise it was good
yeah
but I really do believe with Jawan I think Hindi cinema is taking a step onto the global stage.
Yes, global yeah, stage
definitely
yeah.
Definitely with production I would say anyway Jawan was a very glossy glossy movie, really
exactly,
well finished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a step in the right direction. But I think with Animal, definitely with script, acting, casting, jo thena formula ek movie ka.
Yep.
What you could say Hollywood or even Japanese cinema, because mm-hmm. Japanese cinema is renowned in the world. It's well known for producing good film.
Absolutely, yes.
I really feel... with Animal it's touching those stages now
so without wasting any more time hum aapko
are you saying
nahi hum pata nahi abhi tak to hum so ab hum dive in karne lage hain break down karne lage hain us movie ke bare mein jiske piche bahut sari controversies jud chuki hain बहुत सारी बातें जो हैं वो जुड़ चुकी हैं लेकिन उससे पहले हम आपको उस मूवी की रूह से मिलवाना चाहते हैं सोल से मिलवाना चाहते हैं सो प्लीज दिल थाम के बैठिए एंड जरा enjoy कीजिए कि हम किस बारे में आपको मिलवाना चाहते हैं जरा दिल तो थामिए जरा वॉल्यूम तो ऊंचा कर रहे हो वेली हाथ जोर के गंडासी मारी एंड टुनाइट वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट एनिमल द मूवी व्हिच इज बीइंग रिलीज्ड रिसेंटली इट इज अवेलेबल इन द ओडियन सिनेमा और ये डायरेक्ट की गई है संदीप रेड्डी वांगा की तरफ से अब आप लोग शायद संदीप रेड्डी वांगा के काम से वाकिफ नहीं है तो मैं आपको थोड़ा सा वाकिफ करवाता हूं देयर वाज अ मूवी इन 2016 नेम्ड अर्जुन रेड्डी और अर्जुन रेड्डी का रीमेक करने वाले भी संदीप रेड्डी वांगा हैं बाय द नेम ऑफ कबीर सिंह घंटी बजी बिल्कुल घंटी बजी जी हाँ कबीर सिंह को डायरेक्ट करने वाले और अर्जुन रेड्डी को डायरेक्ट करने वाले एक ही डायरेक्टर हैं उनका नाम है संदीप रेड्डी वांगा उनकी ये थर्ड इंस्टॉलमेंट है एक बॉलीवुड में उनका एक नया मजीद जबरदस्त शानदार कदम है उन्होंने जिस तरीके से अपने पांव जमाए हैं इस थर्ड इंस्टॉलमेंट के साथ यू विल बी माइंड ब्लास्ट इन अ वे सो प्लीज लाजमी याद रखिएगा This movie still running successfully all around the UK, all around the globe, and especially in Odeon cinema. So, ab hum baat karne wale hain synopsis ke upar ki synopsis kya hai. So, I want Saj bhaiya taki wo aapko thoda sa synopsis bataye ki animal ka synopsis kya hai, and then we will start breaking down the movie for you, and we'll start talking about the controversies as well. Yes, Yes, Saj bhaiya, ab chha jaiye aur bata dijiye ki synopsis kya hai.
Acha ji, aapko ek brief synopsis dete hain, ek brief summary ke movie ki story kya hai, plot line kya hai, movie mein kya hota hai, and what you can expect from the movie. The movie stars Ranbir Kapoor, as you may already know, Ranbir Kapoor, Bobby Deol, Anil Kapoor. You have Rashmika Mandanna. Mm-hmm. This is the main lead. Bilkul, yes. The story revolves around Ranbir Kapoor, who's you could possibly say a spoiled son, but he's the eldest son. With Anil Kapoor being his father, and the movie explores his relationship with his father. It looks at his relationship with his father, which is very you could say very toxic, and he's really affected by the lack of affection and love that he doesn't receive from his father, from Anil Kapoor. So the character Ranbir Kapoor is, how can you explain, a typical jaise kehte hai na, wo typical jaise wo desi family
bigreya
hamari family mein jo Asian family mein jata na bachcha wo kehta hai main hi sab kuch hu,
main hi,
yeah. So he's craving for his father's love, which he doesn't receive,
exactly,
because Anil Kapoor, his father, is a big businessman. He doesn't have much time. He's always making money, so he kind of I suppose he neglects his son. And it's not just missing a couple of birthdays. He literally doesn't have he has zero relationship with Ranbir Kapoor.
Absolutely.
But with Ranbir Kapoor, he's growing up, coming through life, he's got everything you could wish for. Materialistically, he's got everything. He has ghar hai, kapre, everything he wants.
Yep.
And he's growing up enjoying life. He's going to parties, he's going to college, he's going to university, he's studying with hopes to run the family business one day. The family business is called
Swastik,
yes. Swastik is the ancient
steel mill, basically.
The symbol,
yeah,
is the ancient Hindu symbol.
A Hindu symbol, yeah.
Yes, which is also used by the Nazis, Nazi Germany,
yes,
which is used there, and it's called the swastika. Like in Hindi, it's called swastika.
Bilkul.
So in English, it was known as the swastika. So it's the same symbol that they use, and it's the main logo or icon which you will see through the film, representing their family business or their family name. The story, it revolves around the family empire, the business empire, the swastik empire, which involves many different businesses, and the chess games that are played, the politics within the company,
exactly,
and the big characters and the big personalities.
It's a sade lafzan te jithe jadon vaddi vaddi familyan hundiyan utthe fir chagre hunde ne jaidad te chagre hunde aa ke chache ne meri jaidad harap li, taaye ne inj karta, puphe ne inj karta, te fir inj te hona
ji, bilkul. So when Ranbir becomes an adult, when he hits his 20s, his father realizes that he's got no control over him, and it's too late now because he's all grown up.
He's already realized that he is a criminal.
Yes, and wo kehta bhi hai na ek line
bachpan mein usko kehta hai,
nahi apni
wife ko bulata hai, jyoti ko bulata hai, jyoti
tera beta criminal hai,
tera beta criminal hai. And wo kyun kehta hai, uska main ek chota sa synopsis main bhi add on kar deta hu. Wo isliye kehta hai ki Ranbir Kapoor ki jo behan hoti hai, sagi behan hoti hai, wo ek din rote hue aati hai aur wo apne papa ko phone milane ki behad koshish karti hai, lekin uske papa connect nahi kar pa rahe hote, wo pata nahi kahan hote hain. Then he asked deliberately to his sister ki kya hua hai, to wo kehti hai meri college mein ragging ki hai. To wo poochta hai क्या उन्होंने तुम्हारा मजाक उड़ाया, वो चुप रहती है. वो कहता है कि क्या तुम्हारी उन्होंने कोई खाने वगैरह का कुछ तरह की कोई बदतमीजी की है, वो चुप रहती है. वो कहता है क्या उन्होंने तुम्हें टच किया है, तो वो हल्का सा नॉड करती है. वो अपनी बहन का हाथ पकड़ता है, अपनी गाड़ी में डालता है, ले जाता है. हालांकि वो स्कूल गोइंग होता है, तो वो कॉलेज में जब जाता है तो वहां के जो कॉलेज स्टूडेंट्स होते हैं, वो सीनियर मोस्ट स्टूडेंट्स होते हैं, तो वो उसको देख के हंसते हैं. अब इस बच्चे से हम, स्कूल के बच्चे से अब हम करेंगे. तो वहां पर बैठे हुए ना, वो सारे खिल्ली उड़ाते हैं उसकी. And as you mentioned, he got no control over his anger. So he went outside from the class, get back to the car, grab AK-47 from his driver, and get back into the class with ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was the moment jahan par Anil Kapoor ko realize ho jata hai ki uska beta ek criminal hai. And I
haath se nikal gaya.
Exactly. But according to him, Ranbir Kapoor ke dimaag mein jo cheez chal rahi hoti, as an alpha male, कि वो प्रोटेक्टर है. जब बाप नहीं प्रोटेक्ट करने वाला होगा
तो किसी ना किसी को तो फैमिली को प्रोटेक्ट करना है
बिल्कुल एंड आई थिंक हमारी जो एशियन फैमिलीज है ना हम इट्स लाइक अ अनरिटन रूल सो हमारी वी एक्सेप्ट इन आवर कल्चर के जो बड़ा बेटा होता है वो ही जो है ना संभालता है हर चीज
एग्जैक्टली
When the father is away, or the head of the house, mm-hmm. which is the father, mm-hmm. when he's away, the eldest son, he takes control, he takes over. Yep. Which Anil, Ranbir Kapoor naturally feels, okay, this is normal.
Yeah, this is normal.
Yeah, this is normal. This is what I'm supposed to be doing, yeah. right? This is my job role. Yeah,
exactly.
So, uske jo pehli outing hoti hai na, from that outing, when he confronts the guys that attacked his sister, mm-hmm. he confronts them with a machine gun, mm-hmm. and he tries to beat them up, and he chases them as well around the fields in the car. They
exactly.
escape on motorbikes. He chases them in the car. So he's kind of, I would say, he feels like he's the protector of the family.
Absolutely.
And I would say ke, ye jo story hai na, because media mein, social media mein, and online, it's had a lot of negative comments as well. This movie,
Bilkul.
It's had a lot of negative Bilkul. Feedback as well.
बहुत बड़ी बड़ी controversies जुड़ी हुई हैं इसके साथ.
बहुत बहुत ज़्यादा. And I think that मैं तो कहता हूँ कि ये जो story है ना, ये हर मर्द की story है. हर भाई की स्टोरी है
एग्जैक्टली माय पॉइंट
हर बेटे की स्टोरी है ये
एब्सोल्युटली अगर आप गैरतमंद हैं और आपको पता है कि आपके जो बड़ा सरबराह घर का वो उस वक्त मौजूद नहीं है तो पीछे जो औरतें हैं उनको प्रोटेक्ट करने वाला कौन है बेटा भाई यही बचते हैं ना
बिल्कुल
या हस्बैंड यही रिश्ते बचते हैं
यस एब्सोल्युटली
तो उसमें अगर आप
तो
ये कहें कि
गलत क्या है
आप अगर ये कहें कि ये हो ये तो बड़ी टॉक्सिसिटी दिखाई जा रही है या ये बहुत टॉक्सिक मैस्कुलिनिटी है कि ये कैसे हो सकता है भाई मैंने अभी बोल दिया गैरत होगी तो बेटा भाई हर चीज करने के लिए तैयार है अपने कुंबे को बचाने के लिए
बिल्कुल आई टोटली एग्री विद यू 100%
यस सो एज वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट रणबीर कपूर सो हम रणबीर कपूर की थोड़ी स्टाइलिंग पे भी बात करते हैं बिकॉज वी लव टू टॉक अबाउट द स्टाइलिंग एज वेल
पहले मूवी का थोड़ा सा सिनॉप्सिस
हाँ, हाँ, जरूर जरूर जरूर
खत्म करें तो फिर लिसनर्स को पता चल जाए कि स्टोरी क्या है सो Anil Kapoor is fed up. His father is fed up with Ranbir Kapoor's behavior, and वो उसको disown कर देते हैं basically.
Exactly.
तो Ranbir Kapoor जो है अपना ही marriage जो है ना arrange करता है. arrange marriage जो है ना वो खुद ही करता है.
लेकिन करता है वो plane में.
Yeah. So he decides to elope with his girlfriend, but I can't say girlfriend really because
school friend.
No, because they don't even have a relationship. They're not dating or anything.
वो but they were in school and they were like
they were friends.
Like
were friends.
Affiliate with each other.
Yeah, they were friends. Only.
Yeah, they were friends only.
Yeah,
but
that's it. Yeah. There was no dating, there was no relationship. But he really did like her. He really liked her a lot. And I think she liked him deep down. There was some feelings, but she never expressed them.
Exactly.
So they decide to elope and they jump on the family plane and they vanish. They go to America, end up in America, have settled down, have a family, have some kids. And Ranbir Kapoor's father is attacked. So Ranbir Kapoor decides to head back to India.
After eight years,
yep. And he decides to head back to India to go see his family, to see his father. Obviously, his father's been attacked. He's been shot a couple of times. So he goes to see his father. And when he lands there, he realizes that the family is sort of all over the place. There's no control.
Yeah.
What's going on? There's nobody in control. And his brother-in-law seems to be in charge of everything.
And he seems to be fishy as well.
Yeah, and he feels that he's a bit dodgy. He's a bit, there's something fishy going on. So he's very much in... he's slightly paranoid about his brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they have a bit of animosity between them. There's some confrontation at a party. I absolutely love that scene. So there's a party where they have distinguished guests, politicians.
The chief minister was there.
Yeah,
the CM was there of India.
Yes, and Ranbir's wearing a double-breasted suit with pull neck. Such a nice, crisp suit he's wearing. Crisp. I can't say crisp. I just want to say I was actually texting a friend earlier on and I said crisps. I don't know if my friend wondered if I can pronounce crisps or not, and I just said crisps now on air as well. So my friend's probably thinking, "Ye kya yaar?
Ye kya ho kya?
Ye kaun se crepes ho rahe hain? Ye kaun se crepes khata hai? Kaun se crepes khata hai?" So he decides to confront his brother-in-law and question him about how he operates the business and everything. And at one point, he feels his brother-in-law is disrespecting his sister.
Yeah.
He talks to her. How would you describe he talks to her? He's quite rough, isn't he? When he talks to her. But I think that's between them. That's their relationship, right? Mm-hmm. That's husband and wife. Looking for Ranbir, he's like, no.
Yeah.
This is my sister.
Exactly.
Tu hota gole.
And I love that.
Yeah.
एक brother को ऐसा ही होना चाहिए.
I think so because
बिल्कुल होना चाहिए. ये हमारे Asian community के अंदर ना बहुत गलत चीज़ है कि उन बेटी व्याती है, पैन व्याती है, उन तेरा जनाज़ा ही उठे होते. Yeah. This is what our community is doing with the daughters, sisters, and जो भी महिलाएं हैं, उनके साथ यही हो रहा है, चाहे इंडिया, पाकिस्तान या बांग्लादेश में हो. They always says this. Oh, अब तू व्याह गई हैं, तेरा होगी शादी, उन तो ना उठो, तेरा जनाजा ही उठे. पामे वो अगला बंदा उन्हें मार कुट के उन्हें पता नहीं की कर छड़े.
इतनी गलत बात.
But this is what it is.
Because your relationship never breaks.
Even though
she's in a new relationship now, she has a new relationship, she's married, husband and wife. Lekin, you know, you can't break that relationship that you've had for 20, 25 years.
You can't raise your hand to anyone, especially in this husband-wife relationship.
Yeah.
You can't do that. It's like unacceptable. Hey, coming back to the point.
Lekin, I just want to agree with you on that. Okay, you know how in our culture, in our community, जब लड़की का विवाह हो जाता है उसको बस कहते हैं बस
उन उतन तेरा जनाजा ही आवे.
हां, ये गलत है, because she should feel के कुछ हो जाए, if there's any problems, if my husband steps out of line, if things get carried away, you know, things
absolutely
go out of control.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I have somebody, I have a safety net.
Exactly.
I have my family. I have my brother, you know, a father figure, you know, like somebody in authority there who I can talk to, somebody that I can speak to. And if I need help,
exactly,
he's there. ये जो हम जो तोड़ देते हैं ना नाता, ये relationship तोड़ देते हैं, ये गलत बात है.
Exactly.
नहीं करना चाहिए. She should feel, उसको पता होना चाहिए कि
मेरा भाई है.
I don't care.
Yeah.
कि जो कुछ हो जाए
मेरा भाई है.
मेरा भाई है.
हाँ, मेरे सर पे सलामत है.
Yes,
वो मेरे 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 पास है.
Yeah. So with Ranbir Kapoor, even though he's in this role, there is a lot of contradictions. There's a lot of contradictions and there's a lot of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Lekin, you know what? Sometimes, who cares?
Exactly.
You know, you think about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Think about yourself. It's all about survival.
Exactly.
You know, do what's right for you. Sometimes you have to do what's right for you.
Absolutely, yes. Right? Absolutely.
So, he may be misbehaving or be toxic, misogynistic. Lekin, for his sister, he's her savior.
Yeah.
You know, he's a protector.
Mm-hmm,
she
mm-hmm.
knows that she's got him there. So anyway, the film moves forward with Ranbir now deciding that he's going to stay because he wants to protect his father. There's nobody there to protect his father. He doesn't trust his brother-in-law.
Yep.
And he decides to set up camp and stay. What does he do then? He goes back to his roots. He goes back to the Pind.
Yeah.
He goes back to the village and he seeks the help of his cousins. Because he feels okay, there's nobody. If you got a security company or an independent security officers or security guards, bodyguards, can he really trust them like you can trust your own family?
Exactly.
So he heads back to the Pind and he goes to the Pind, and we have Prem Chopra, an old he used to play a lot of villain roles in the 70s and 80s, an old star, movie star from the Hindi cinema, Bollywood cinema, and he visits his family and he asks his cousins, look, I need your help. We're in trouble. We don't know what's going on. There's a danger to my father. His life is at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like you to come with me. Bande ka tekaro. Get a few lads together. And I want you to come and stay with me. And we need a security team.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to use an external. I'm going to use my family.
Mm-hmm.
At first, the pinned which, you know, they.
Thori ji hondi hai na, na chaki hai ki ek to kinne saal baad aaya tu.
Ab yaad aayi.
Haan, tenu yaad aayi hai saadi.
Ab yaad aayi. Lekin, you know, family ties, I would say even friendship, you know, even if you don't speak to your friends for a long time, there's those special friendships and relationships where you may have had a year gap or 2 year gap, but you always continue from where you left off.
Exactly.
And you never ever hold a grudge. You never hold that against them. Ke mere saath to baat hi nahi ki, kitne mahine ho gaye, kitne saal ho gaye. But you still have that
Absolutely.
Or ties.
Exactly. Or ye ties jo apne veeran de naal hundiyan, kazanan de naal hundiyan na, hai badi especially jede Punjabi hunde ne na, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਵੱਖਰੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਿਭਾਉਣ ਦਾ ਸਟਾਈਲ ਵੀ ਅਲੱਗ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਫ਼ਰਤ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਸਟਾਈਲ ਵੀ ਅਲੱਗ ਆ ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਜੋ ਰਣਬੀਰ ਕਪੂਰ ਜਿਸ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਕੋ ਬਿਲੋਂਗ ਕਰਤਾ ਹੈ ਵੋ ਸਿੰਘ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਹੈ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਹੈ ਬੜੇ ਦੇਸੀ ਹੈ ਪਿਓਰ ਟਿਪੀਕਲ ਦੇਸੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਵੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਜ਼ਨਸ ਕੋ ਲੇਕਰ ਆਤਾ ਹੈ ਪਿੰਡ ਸੇ ਤਿੰਨ ਤਿੰਨ ਰੇਂਜ ਰੋਵਰਸ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾਤਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਵੋ ਉਸਕੇ ਕਜ਼ਨਸ ਵਹਾਂ ਪੇ ਖੜੇ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਕਹਤੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕੱਲਾ ਕੱਲੇ ਹੱਥ ਚਲਾ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਵਾਪਸ ਇਹ ਤਿੰਨ ਤਿੰਨ ਰੇਂਜ ਰੋਵਰਾਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਇਆ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਤੋ ਵੋ ਇੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਖਾਈ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਭਾਈਓ ਵਾਲੀ ਇੱਕ ਦੋਸਤੀ ਇੱਕ ਪਿਆਰ ਇੱਕ ਕਜ਼ਨੋ ਵਾਲਾ ਇੱਕ ਕਹਤੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੀ ਚਲੋ ਨਾਲ ਚੱਲਨੇ ਆ ਫਿਰ ਕੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਫਿਰ ਵੋ ਜੋ ਸੀਨ ਮੈਂ ਬਤਾਨੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੂੰ ਜਬ ਵੋ ਉਧਰ ਜਾਤੇ ਹੈ ਰਣਬੀਰ ਕਪੂਰ ਕੇ ਸਾਥ ਪਿੰਡ ਸੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਉਹ ਅਨਿਲ ਕਪੂਰ ਦੇ ਪਾਉਂ ਛੂੰਹਦੇ ਨੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਵਾਰੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਆਸ਼ੀਰਵਾਦ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ Or Anil Kapoor, because he got injured, he got like hurt by because of his pistol wounds. Usko goli lagi hoti hai. Yeah, so bullet wounds ki wajah se wo zara hurt hota hai. Isliye zyada kuch keh nahi sakta. But that scene was amazing. And phir wo unki aapas mein dosti ka gehra hona aur phir aage story ka chalte rehna. And there we did find ke jo Anil Kapoor jis company ko sambhale hue hai, uska apna chota bhai kai ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਚਲਾ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਬਦਲੇ ਦੀ ਅੱਖ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਬਲਬੀਰ ਚਾਚਾ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ ਖੋ ਲਈਏ ਤੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਹੱਕ ਲੈ ਲਈਏ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਵਾਹ ਸੇ ਫਿਲਮ ਜੋ ਅੱਗੇ ਚਲਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਬ ਰਣਬੀਰ ਕਪੂਰ ਕਾ ਆਈਡੀਆ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਅਬ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਨਾ मुझे पता चल गया कि क्या हो रहा है
yeah.
लेकिन यहां पे जो ना मूवी फिल्म जो डायरेक्टर प्रोड्यूसर हमें नहीं बताते बट इट्स लाइक अ गेसिंग वर्ड
एक्जेक्टली
यू नो यू गेसिंग इट्स अ मिस्ट्री सो रणबीर डिसाइड्स के ही इज गोइंग टू इन्वेस्ट इन असला इन अमिनिशिया ही इज गोइंग टू गेट प्रिपेयर्ड ही इज गोइंग टू ट्राई एंड फाइंड आउट हु दिस इज सो फ्रॉम देयर द मूवी इज ऑल अबाउट फाइंडिंग आउट हुज डन
yeah.
हुज अटैक्ड
Yeah.
His father and who's out to destroy the family.
Mm-hmm.
वहाँ से जो है जो action चलता है ना.
वो scene का तो हम जिक्र करना भूल ही गए.
कौन सा?
जिसका ये एक BGM जो हम कई अरसे से सुनी जा रहे हैं. So Ranbir Kapoor stepped out from the car with the blue, like royal blue suiting, and he looks dapper in that long hair, beard, and he's with his cousins going towards the office, jahan pe meeting chal rahi hai, and then wo apne behnoi ko jaakar kandhe pe haath rakhta hai aur aage kya karta hai? Aye aye aye, aye aye.
Yes. So he finds out ke. It's his brother-in-law
yeah.
that's attacked and is part of the conspiracy to kill his father. So, Vosko, jo hai, wahin jo hai,
wahin pe, wahin pe, saare anu kenda, aankhe band kar lijiye. Hum jaldi se 2 minute ke karyakram karke wapas chale jaye. Lekin that animal, that brutality, ke jahan par wo apne behnoi ko choke karta hai, uska saans rok ke use maar deta hai, animal kahan par nazar aata hai uske andar? Jahan par wo mar gaya hota hai, aur uska cousin kehta hai, te mar gaya. He picked the shotgun and fired three rounds maarta hai usko double check karne ke liye ye zinda bacha hi na ye
ki bilkul kaam
jo hai na wo kaam khatam ho ke kar jana hai
adda kaam nahi karna
adda kaam nahi chanda nahi lagda na
nahi nahi
adda kaam karke ki karna
ye achi baat nahi
hai ye changi gall
hai fir log kahenge ki dekho nahi ye kaam hi sahi
hai ek hi gall hai
yes so he takes the life of his brother-in-law Right there and then,
yes.
In that meeting, in the board meeting, in front of so many witnesses, and he takes care of business,
yes,
in his
exactly.
own way, in his own way, na? So,
so ye basically ek synopsis hai ki is movie ke andar ho kya raha. Because agar zyada hum batayenge, because it's still running in the cinema, Odeon cinema, so it's gonna be a spoiler for you. So I want you to find out ki iske andar aur mazid kya hota, because this movie also contains a post-credit scene, just like the Hollywood movies. So kya hai, kya nahi hai, ye to ab aap khud zara
so,
find out
kijiye. Ab to aapko pata chal gaya hoga ki movie ki story kya hai.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ab hum aage discuss karte hain.
Ab hum discuss karte hain.
movie ke baare mein technical.
Technical, yes. Costumes, era. Yes. So, first of all, which I really want to discuss, and we were discussing about this, ke main chahata hoon ke hum na Ranbir Kapoor ki styling ke baare mein zara thodi si baat karein ke unka uska style kya hai. So, why not with the music, Sandeep Reddy Wanga chose that music, which is basically a tribute to A.R. Rahman, and that band named is...
Thriori
band. And here we go. सीन के अंदर रणबीर कपूर जब अपनी अपीयरेंस देते हैं दैट्स द फर्स्ट सीन जो आप देखने वाले हैं एक फ्लैशबैक सीन है और इसमें जो इनकी अपीयरेंस है वो है इनकी लॉन्ग मुले एंड देन ही इज वेयरिंग अ रिप ऑफ जींस विद अ जैकेट लेदर
जैकेट
या वेरी सॉर्ट ऑफ 80s एंड दैट स्टाइलिंग संदीप रेड्डी वांगा जो कि इस मूवी के डायरेक्टर हैं स्क्रीन राइटर हैं और एडिटर हैं स्क्रीन प्ले जो उन्होंने लिखा और एडिटिंग की है मैं कहता हूं क्या शानदार कट टू कट आपको बहुत मजा आएगा आपको ऐसा बिल्कुल नहीं लगेगा मूवी रश हो रही है या स्टाइलिंग देखते हुए आप ये नहीं कहेंगे यार ये क्या कॉस्ट्यूम पहन लिया ये कौन सा एरा हमें दिखाया जा रहा है वेरी सॉर्ट ऑफ अपीलिंग वेरी सॉर्ट ऑफ नीश आउटफिट्स लाइक जो भी उन्होंने स्टाइलिंग यूज की है चाहे वो रश्मिका मंदाना की हो बिकॉज शी इज अ तमिल लेडी तमिल फिल्म इंडस्ट्री से वो बिलोंग करती हैं और रणबीर कपूर प्योरली एक बॉलीवुड इंडस्ट्री से बिलोंग करते हैं बट द मिक्सचर ऑफ दीज टू कैरेक्टर्स द मेन लीड रश्मिका मंदाना एंड रणबीर कपूर अमेजिंग जहां पर हम बात करें बॉबी देओल की क्योंकि वो भी इस मूवी में क्या किरदार अदा कर रहे हैं वी नॉट गोना स्पॉइल इट फॉर यू बट उनकी भी स्टाइलिंग उनका भी जो ड्रेसअप है उनका जो एंट्री सीन है माशाल्लाह संदीप साहब
I think when I watched the movie, I watched it on the big screen. I watched it at the cinema, and I had no idea what the film was. I watched it on opening day, and I hadn't seen much of the hype, so I went to watch it, and I was really saddened. Really, I was really disappointed. We didn't see Sonny Deol a bit more. Bobby Deol.
Sonny Deol. Gadar ne bhi chaya si.
Sonny Deol kahan se aa gaya?
Wo Lahore chala gaya si.
Piche crowd mein the. Wo bike sport kar
rahe. Nahi, wo Lahore chala gaya si. Ek mor aaya. Main utte dil chha.
Yes, Bobby Deol. I really wanted to see Bobby Deol a lot more. If we talk about characters, I think. With Ranbir Kapoor's character, I think we got really, really deep. In depth, we know everything about Ranbir Kapoor's character. We know what he was all about, how he got there, how he became what he became. I think his on-screen wife was really good as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I think with Ranbir Kapoor's character, I think he is, yes, he is misogynistic, he's toxic through the film. He's a big hypocrite. But I think his love for his wife, there is a true love there.
He
really does love her. But I think, can we mention this? That he does cheat.
Yeah,
but he tells his wife he'll never ever cheat on her.
That's why he became animal, na? Yeah. Uske liye wo sari cheezein.
So Ranbir ne kaha tha ki main kabhi jo hai na cheating nahi karunga tumhare saath, na? Lekin what I feel ke what happened in this film with Ranbir Kapoor is. He had a goal in life, or what he saw was his goal, and it became an obsession. He became literally blinded by this obsession. He couldn't see anything side to side.
Absolutely.
Aage piche kuch bhi nahi tha nazar aa
raha. Because uske liye apne baap ki appreciation hi to hai.
Bilkul, yes.
Right and wrong ki tamiz khatam.
So, slowly, what you see is, as the film moves along, you see a slow breakdown of Ranbir Kapoor as well. Everything he stood for, what he was, it slowly starts to break down as well.
Amazing. That's an amazing point.
Because he starts to compromise on everything. So, and I think I may be wrong. You may have picked up on other things. But I think when he cheats on his wife, that's a starting point.
That's starting point, yes.
him compromise his principles.
Exactly.
The things that he stood up for.
Exactly.
And they start to fray away.
Yes.
Slowly, slowly.
Basically.
वो दागा नहीं होता किसी का जस प्राणी जैसी का जब वो खेंचते
हैं. हाँ, वो फिर निकलता जाता है. निकलता जाता है. Yes. That's really a true point.
And you see, his character is just falling away, and you end up with a mad, crazy person. All he can see is vengeance and revenge and blood, and he just has to protect his father, and that's it.
That's it. He's just seeking the appreciation
from
the father.
Because if you realize something, you know, in the film, the whole thing is about his relationship with his father.
Mm.
But if you noticed, I don't know if you noticed, Mubasit, he doesn't have much of a relationship with his own kids.
Yeah.
And they don't show the kids much
because
in the film as well.
Usi abyss mein chala gaya, usi darkness mein chala gaya.
Darkness mein chala gaya. And what was really important to him, he forgot.
Yes.
And he's just blinded now by this one thing, his father.
And vengeance, that's it.
That's it, yeah. Vengeance, that's it. Wo jo scene hai hotel mein jab wo machine leke aate, kya scene tha yaar?
That detail, basically, yeah, yeah. Sandeep Reddy Wanga ne bahut sari detail par bahut zyada dhyan diya hai. Jahan par jaise abhi aap ek scene ki baat kar rahe hain, wahan par main ek aur scene ki bhi zikr karna chahunga ki jahan par Ranbir Kapoor ko rash ho jate hain, under the legs rash ho jate hain, wo koi underwear pehnta hai, usko skin infection ho jata hai. There, Sandeep Reddy Wanga ki detailing dekhiye ki usne हमें ट्रेलर में दिखाया कि जी वो कुर्ता पहन के तोती पहन के स्लैशिंग कर रहा है सारा.
Yes.
कुछ आप कह रहे हो वाह क्या मैं लेकिन असल
why?
में बट व्हाई व्हाई इज वीरिंग कुर्ता व्हाई इज वीरिंग तोती क्योंकि खुला खुला होता ना सब.
Yeah.
तो हवा लगती है
फ्रेश एयर कंडीशनिंग मिलती है ना. अच्छा, आई वुड से माय फेवरेट सीन्स सो in the hotel, जब वो होटल में होते हैं, जब वो मशीन गन लेके आता है बंदा, वो फ्रेडी.
या फ्रेडी
कितना इंटरेस्टिंग कैरेक्टर है फ्रेडी. अच्छा, जब वो मशीन गन लेके आता है, वो मशीन गन जो है ना, वो स्पेशली डिजाइन की होती है रणबीर ने, तो वो आके वो डिलीवरी करता है. तो उसी होटल में, जो होटल भी उनका अपना ही होता है, उनकी बिजनेस एम्पायर का होटल है, वहां पे वो होते हैं, तो दुश्मन जो है वो आ जाते हैं, विद दे टर्न अप विद सो मेनी मैन.
यस, 200 वो 200 बंदा ले आके आ जाते हैं
रणबीर. एंड इफ यू हैव एवर सीन एनी कोरियन मूवीज, यू विल सी there's one fight scene that's synonymous with Korean cinema, and it's always the one with the fight scene. It's always the one in the alley, the alley fight.
Absolutely.
Scene. So where you have multiple attackers and you have one person defending, and it's been done many times. And I wouldn't say it's copycat. I would say it's influence, but I think it's a good concept and a good idea for somebody else to use as well. I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they executed it really, really well. So in the landing or gali jo thi hai, jo hallway hotel mein, wo Ranbir ko attack karte, and he fights with an axe, and one by one he fights them off. There's some good aerial shots as well. Also when he's choking his brother-in-law, that
that aerial shot basically.
Yeah.
So my favorite scenes, like the whole movie is my favorite. सब कहेंगे है ना वो ही.
I think my अगर मैं favorite scene choose करूँ ना, वो जब वो पजेरो लेके पचता है ना,
वो अपनी बहन का बदला लेने.
अच्छा, you know if you look at the frame, it's a wide shot, and you see, and I love, because I really look at camera work, I love how they frame this shot. You've got the attackers, his sister's attackers, on totally on the other side, other side of the screen, of the frame, and then you have Ranbir Kapoor in his 4x4 in one end of the
and
screen.
He's entering in the screen.
Yes, and there's a gap in between. There's
between.
A massive gap.
If you wanted to,
he could have had that close up.
Yeah,
close together.
Exactly.
No. He chose that frame to be like that. He wanted it to be like that. He intended it to be like that. This
intense karne ke liye.
This is a film director. इसको कहते हैं cinematography.
Exactly.
वो जो jeep है ना, वो 4x4 छलांगे मारती, वो पीछे उनके chase कर रही होती है. What a scene. What a
so,
scene.
As I
think I would say that's my favorite scene of the movie.
So like as I just mentioned, पूरी movie शानदार है, and I love every scene. I loved. बल्कि कई लोग कहते हैं कि first half के बाद ना ये तो slow हो जाती है movie, ये ऐसे हो जाता है. It's a slow burn movie. They are basically transforming that Ranbir's character into animal. क्योंकि first half में आपने सारा कुछ देख लिया, अब वो slow burn है और आहिस्ता आहिस्ता आपको दिखा रहे हैं कि Ranbir Kapoor किस तरह वो एक abyss के अंदर जा रहा है, darkness के अंदर जा रहा है, तारीकी में जा रहा है, और वो जैसे आपने mention किया, वो अपने तमाम तर असूलों पर पानी फेर देता है. जो उसके अपने असूल होते हैं, अपने प्रिंसिपल होते हैं, उन पर भी पानी फेर देता है. सो माय फेवरेट शॉट, माय फेवरेट सीन इज, मैं नहीं बताऊंगा कब आता है, अगेन इट्स अ स्पॉइलर. सो व्हेन ही वाज कन्फ्रंटिंग हिज डैड, when he was saying ye scene trailer mein bhi hai jahan pe wo kehta hai ki mere paas sirf ek hi chance hai aap main aur main papa aapko yaad hai main 5th class mein michael jackson ke concert pe jana chahta tha kitna bada fan tha main michael jackson ka sirf aapki birthday ki wajah se nahi gaya tha aur usi waqt main sara waqt kehta raha papa papa aap dobara kare wahi scene repeat karenge kuch nahi karenge zyada and he took out his phone light up his thingy
yes
because we don't support it
yes.
So then he said acting kariye papa and anil kapoor starts saying papa papa to ranveer kapoor bashed out sun raha hu behra nahi hu main that intensity the look on his father the look on his face that son's father's duo It just made me emotional, yaar. And I just started crying. I'm not ashamed to tell that I started crying on this scene. I cried like a baby. Ki ek beta apne baap se aise baat kar raha hai. And he even spilled the drink over his face. And then he said to his father, he goes like, Us din to aapne mujh pe do thappar bhi maare the. Main to aapko thappar nahi maar sakta. To kya karun, kya karun, kya karun. Woh apne muh par do thappar maarta hai. That intense.
Intense. Oof. Very intense. I love that scene. I think... I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that.
And I think that Hindi cinema is exploring and experimenting with mm-hmm. different things now, and I love that. I would say that if you get this movie say entertainment, you will get a lesson definitely.
Exactly.
I would say that every father should think that you have your children, especially your daughters, what is your relationship? Mubasit, I feel really disappointed and upset sometimes. When I see young boys, when they they're in a circle of people, they don't know how to
salam,
ना किसी का हाल पूछने का पता है they don't know how to hold a conversation
ये सब कुछ बाप सिखाता है
ये सब कुछ बाप सिखाता है
exactly
you know, आपकी जो foundation होती है ना मर्द की वो बाप होती है you know
the best
the way you behave जब जो आपकी behavior है आप the way you are आपकी personality is a reflection of your father
absolutely you know?
So आप ये realize करें कि आपका जो बेटा है जो है ना वो जब दुनिया में he's going out into the world how he behaves his behavior how he conducts himself He's a reflection of you. Ke log kehenge, haan, ye uska beta hai.
Uska beta
hai.
Exactly.
You know, aapka naam lenge. Uska nahi lenge because he's not old enough yet.
Absolutely.
He's not old enough to be responsible for his actions yet.
Absolutely.
Wo aapka naam lenge. So, agar uski behavior achhi hui, uski conduct achhi hai, phir bhi wo aapka naam lenge. Wo kehenge, inka beta, dekho kitna mature hai, kitna sophisticated hai, kitna well-mannered hai.
Isiliye, tamam baapon ko jo out there is wakat sun rahe hai, it's a message from us. From Saj Malik and Mubasi Shahid. Please, kamaliya, bahut kamaliya. Bahut raate jaag li. Ghar jao, apne bete ko apne seene se lagao. Usse batao that you love him. Usse batao ki aap usse khona nahi chahte, usse ek animal nahi banana chahte, ek human being banana chahte ho. It's all in your hands. Nahi to kal ko agar wo kisi bure raste ko chun lega na, to yakeen rakho, tumhari galti hai.
Agar usne bura raasta chun liya, बुरे काम बुरी आदतें अपना ली हो सकता है वो वापस भी ना आ सके
yes
there may be no turning back
it
may be too late
absolutely
मैं तो कहता हूँ कि आप जो है ना हर चीज भूल जाएं अगर आप अपने बच्चों में इन्वेस्ट ना करेंगे आपने अपने बच्चों में इन्वेस्ट ना किया तो आप You will be the biggest loser.
Absolutely.
ये जो आप property बना रहे हैं जमीन ले रहे हैं पाकिस्तान में इंडिया में
कमाईयां कर रहे हैं
अपने बच्चों में भी इन्वेस्ट करें
एग्जैक्टली दैट्स द रियल इन्वेस्टमेंट
टाइम उनको एक क्वालिटी पर्सनालिटी दें
एग्जैक्टली
यू नो दैट इज योर बेस्ट दैट्स द बेस्ट गिफ्ट यू कैन गिव
एब्सोल्युटली
एंड आई थिंक के ये कहना कि ये टॉक्सिक है ये मिसोजिनिस्टिक है नो ये हर मर्द की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज है He is the carer and protector of his home. If you go back to the caveman times, mm-hmm. if you go back to the caveman times, Mubasid, you know, I love the caveman theory.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
The man took care of the house, he took care of the home, he protected his family.
Mm-hmm.
That was his
That's
job.
So true, that's so true.
It's nature, it's in us. Hum isko change nahi kar sakte. Jo cheeze, jo baate hume nahi pasand, ya hum feel karte hain ki ye negative hai, ya hume iska ek negative outcome milega. Theek hai, unko khatam kar de, unko, we can eradicate them, we can finish them. लेकिन ये जो बेसिक मर्द का जो होता है ना नेचर उसको हम खत्म नहीं कर सकते
एंड you know what? Sadly, I just want to say this out loud through this Radio Sangam platform. कि मैंने बहुत सारे fathers को देखा है यार. To be very honest, they've been working all day, all night. They went home, they go home, they sleep, and their kids, their बेटे, they're going to school, college. They didn't even know कि बाप हमारा सो रहा है, जाग रहा है, क्या कर रहा है, खाना खाया नहीं खाया. Is this your life?
ये movie जो है ना, ये movie नहीं है, film नहीं है. ये आपके लिए एक education है. अब इसको देखें, कुछ सीखें, learn something. Take something from this film.
Absolutely.
Learn something from this film.
We recommend you this movie. Go and watch it in Odeon Cinema. I definitely give it 10 out of 10. अगर मेरे पास 100 score होता ना, मैं संदीप राडी वांगा को उसको गले लगता, and I just said it to him कि what an amazing movie.
What a movie. I'm just going to finish. My finishing touch on this is के nobody else could have made this film because nobody understands the dynamics of our culture.
Exactly.
How men are in the Asian community, in the Pakistani community, in the Indian community, how we behave, how we're raised. Nobody can understand that. The only person that could have made this movie was somebody from our own community. Mm-hmm. And he's done that for you. He's made this film. Go watch it. Go watch it at the cinema. Watch this movie. Learn something from it. And I hope, I think, okay, Hindi cinema is moving to different dimensions now and different platforms. And so many people that are non-Hindi speaking, non-Urdu speaking, non-Desis have watched this film around the world and they've absolutely loved it, embraced
absolutely,
it
yes.
with open arms.
Exactly.
I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10 as well. I was thinking a 9.5, but I'm going to go for a 10 out of 10.
It is 10 a 10 out of 10. 10. A 10. Pure 10. Magic, pure cinema. Go watch it in Odeon and we will see you next Monday.